Israel's former Minister of Military Affairs, Avigdor Lieberman, says he will help neither Benjamin Netanyahu nor Benny Gantz to be the next prime minister. Lieberman's party has won 8 seats in general elections held earlier last week. He insists that a coalition must be formed between his party, Netanyahu's right-wing Likud, and Gantz's centrist blue and white party. Israel is struggling with political deadlock since no party has won a majority in the Tuesday elections. The party of former Army General Gantz has refused to form a coalition with Netanyahu's party. Gantz's party says he should become prime minister. Earlier, we were joined by journalist and political analyst Jim Dean. He believes that Benjamin Netanyahu will do everything in his power to once again become Israel's prime minister.
We have an embattled prime minister who had been voted into office 5 times, fighting not only for his political life, but also potentially to stay out of jail. For the people who are really tired of the Netanyahu antics, they're sick of them for a number of years. Even people who used to be allies really want a change. And the blue and white has put together quite a coalition. But as always in Israeli politics, they're broken up into smaller parties that even though they're small, they can play kingmakers and get important positions in the new government by being able to determine which way who's going to win. So we're going to see probably the president is going to pick Benny Gantz first to try to put a coalition together. And we're going to see 30 days of some real wheeling and dealing. Netanyahu will try to stop that. And the Arab party is really going to hold things off and demand that they get some respect if they're going to participate and let Benny Gantz be the new prime minister.